It was a party, a senior class party at Todd's place.
And you went with some friends?
Yes, Gina and Becky.
And you said this was at Todd's house. You mean the defendant, Todd Bratcher?
Yes.
And now before we go further, Raina, there might be a question as to why this is taking place in civil court and not criminal court. A rape would seem to be a criminal matter.
Objection, Your Honor. Counselor is testifying.
Sustained.
Thank you.
So, Raina, why are you suing your rapist? Your accused rapist.
He's not in jail. He raped me and got a plea bargain with the prosecution. So, he's going to Princeton, not prison. I don't think he should get off scot-free.
So the money, the amount you're suing him for?
It's going to rape victim advocates. I just wanted to cost him something. I don't want anything.
Excuse me, I need to interrupt for a minute here. Sheriff, please take your jury into the holding room.
Sorry, Your Honor, I'm not sure.
Mr. Gardner, please wait for the jury to be removed. I just received a copy of this tweet a minute ago. I don't care if they put me in jail. Todd Bratcher raped me. At the beginning of this trial, I insisted on one thing. Not trying this case in the press. I put a gag order in place for exactly that reason. And now, there's this. So, I must ask you, Miss Selma.
Your Honor, please, let me speak to my client.
Don't you want
to
hear my question first?
I do, I'm sorry.
Did you write this tweet?
Your Honor, I must insist on my client's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
No,
It would be better if you insist on your right or that your sister posted this for him.
Mr. Gardner, I did.
He'll hold you in contempt if he holds you in contempt. He wins.
Excuse me? I asked a very simple question.
Your Honor, Raina insists on her Fifth Amendment right.
Todd Bratcher raped me, so I wrote that.
Then I must hold you in contempt. Sheriff, please take the witness into custody.
Your Honor, my client is 18 years old. Young people don't see tweeting as publicized.
She knew exactly what she was doing. This court is adjourned.
Hey, Alicia, where are you?
Lunch was still in stock.
Oh, Mr. Bitcoin, yeah, what's he want?
I don't know, some class action.
Raina Selwyn's been held in contempt. I need your help with Judge Parks.
What happened?
It's a gag order. She broke it.
Oh, no, that's awful.
I know. Can you be here, too?
Yes, sure. I'll head right over after this. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Something go wrong?
No, it's just a client who's idealistic.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it just complicates things.
How does it complicate things?
Reality isn't idealistic. And when the two of them run into each other, only one gets hurt.
Maybe it'll be reality this time.
My guess is not. So, tell me about this class action.
Oh, no, that's not a segue. Speaking of idealism, now there's a segue. Do you know who Aaron Schwartz is?
The computer activist who died.
The computer activist who committed suicide after an unrelenting campaign from federal prosecutors to imprison him.
Of course.
In his memory, I'm attempting to organize a class action against prosecutorial overcharging.
And you want us to join this class action?
Yes.
I'll run it by my partners, but they're not always into causes for cause's sake. They tend to want to see the... Would you stop doing that?
What?
Just slapping your money around. Where do you get it anyway?
Work.
Okay. Put it away. Don't you worry that you're going to get held up, because I will run it by my partners.
With your recommendation?
With my recommendation. Do you mind? I'll be right back. Your Honor, our client has never been in trouble with the law before. She has no criminal record.
That's beside the point.
She found out this morning that her rapist was admitted to Princeton and she was...
It has not been proved that he is a rapist, and it isn't helping your cause that you keep insisting on facts not in evidence.
We only want to relate her passion and why this tweeting won't happen again.
Mrs. Florek, Mr. Garner, if the defendant had written a tweet insisting that Raina was lying, I would be equally angry and he'd be behind bars. This gag order is and was content neutral. But get your client to apologize and promise not to tweet again, and I'll release her.
And the trial, Your Honor?
This will not impact the trial. Either way, we're going forward.
I know, but there is nothing wrong with apologizing to the court.
There is. I'm sorry, but there is. Let's say that this goes against me.
We have a good case.
But the prosecutors had a good case, and Todd Brasher is free. So, let's say this goes against me. Then, what's out there is not Todd Brasher is a rapist. What's out there is I'm sorry for calling Todd Brasher a rapist.
The gag order will only last as long as the trial. Afterwards, you can say anything you want.
But it will still be out there that I apologize for calling Todd Brasher a rapist. I'm sorry. I'm scared to be in here, but I can't live with myself apologizing for saying something that is true. Are you all right?
I don't think I'd have that determination.
Let me say first that the Florida campaign is still very enthusiastic about you filling the open seat for Supreme Court justice. And with Florida 3 points ahead in the polls, we thought it best to keep moving forward.
Good. I'm not sure about still.
Mr. Florida has asked me merely to look into some of the issues in your background. Nothing should be read into the questions. Okay?
Okay.
Kurt McVeigh?
Could you be more specific, please?
Well, you've worked with him, and he's a ballistics expert and your occasional lover. Is that not the correct word?
It's the correct word, but not the most subtle.
My apologies. Vetting is an unsubtle art. Mr. McVeigh holds secessionist views.
His views are not secessionist. He has said he would not stand in the way of those who would secede. I've heard my liberal friends express the same sentiment about Texas seceding. Is there a problem with Mr. McVeigh's views?
Not at the moment. The campaign has red flags due to his name, McVeigh. It can look bad.
Even if it's not bad?
It's just sometimes superficial things like names can hurt a candidacy.
For example, having the middle name Hussein.
It would be better if we could argue that Mr. McVeigh is a casual friend. Is that a better word?
It is a better word, but it can't be argued that.
Why can't it be argued then?
We're getting married.
Huh. I didn't catch that in my vetting.
Oh, neither did I. Yes, it just happened.
Well, that might cause problems.
I understand.
Okay. Let me take this back and...
Congratulations.
Thanks for meeting me. Are you up for a stroll?
This is very cloak and dagger. Stroll it is.
When we met at my apartment, we talked about leaving together, starting our own firm. Are you still thinking of doing that?
Am I still thinking of leaving together? No.
Are you still thinking of leaving it all, starting your own firm?
No. That would cause me to get fired, so... Of course not.
Carrie, I saw you at Clovis Seafood, meeting with the fourth years.
So?
I just want to know if you guys are organizing something.
We're meeting. We like each other. I didn't know that was wrong.
It's not wrong. I'm just...
Alicia, I'm not plotting anything. Okay? Was I angry when I lost my partnership? Yeah, with the other fourth years, of course they were. Do we trust you partners will eventually make good on your commitments? Yes, we do. Okay?
Okay.
Do you need anything else, or can I get back to work now?
Will we move to Springfield?
Huh?
If Dad wins, do we have to move to Springfield?
Eli told me that there's a lot of governors who work out of Chicago, so I don't think...
You don't think...
Online? Where were you looking?
No, Mommy, it just came to me. It popped up on my screen.
You don't know who sent this?
No.
But did someone at school, did someone know these kids?
No, Mom, they're not even from our district.
I don't get it. Did you tell any of your friends I was working on this case?
Mom, no. It was sent to me anonymously. They knew enough to root it through something so I couldn't trace it.
Wait, you're working on this case?
Yes.
Are you Winnie?
No.
So this is good.
Let's see if this fits.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you lost the
thing. No, they can't, Your Honor. It has nothing to do with the crime.
We have an affidavit from Jesse Martin, one of the boys in the video, authenticating.
It doesn't matter. It's prejudicial. They never mention a rape.
They mention and joke about a hairbrush being inserted into Rainey's vagina.
No, a sex doll.
Mr. Gardner, where'd you get this?
It was sent to my house anonymously.
Anonymous?
It was hacked from my client's cell phone.
Oh, come on.
He deleted this file, which is his right. He was embarrassed, as you or I would be, by this awful joke. That's why he deleted it. And that is why it cannot be presented in court. It was obtained through illegal means.
Is this true, ma'am?
I have no idea.
Then I have no alternative but to exclude this.
Your Honor, we have authenticated...
It doesn't matter. I cannot admit it legally obtained evidence.
What's wrong now?
What else? The fourth years. I was looking through their billables. They're taking their vacation days.
They are? All of them?
Yes, all five.
It's more scare tactics. They want us to think they're...
Well, I'm not offering more partnerships. I say we split them up by firing one of their asses.
Which one? We need all of them.
Replace Kerry. He was the last one hired, and as far as I'm concerned, he was the ringleader.
I was the ringleader. So do you think these are more scare tactics, or are they really leaving?
I think it's nothing. A coincidence.
Associates don't take vacation days.
It's been an exhausting bankruptcy. Everybody needs their vacation days to unwind.
So they're over it? They're not angry at us anymore?
I talked to Kerry yesterday, and he told me that they're trusting the partners will live up to their commitments.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think we've all guardedly approved of joining this class action against prosecutorial overcharging.
Robin, do you have a second?
Yeah. Hey, sorry about my clothes. I just came from... I didn't come from anywhere. I like this.
Okay, I need to ask you to do something for me.
What is it about the review?
No.
Oh, I'm being reviewed this week. Just want to make sure I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah? Good. Oh, I like working here.
I'm glad. I want you to look into something, but come back only to me, not the partners.
The sad thing is, I like Rainey. I've always liked Rainey.
And so you have no idea why she accused you of this?
No. She got pretty drunk at this party, and we all did. Spring break, you know. All I can imagine is she got unhappy with her decision to hook up with me.
Yeah, that's what it must have been. Mr. Gardner, do I even have to?
No, Your Honor.
And hooking up, it was consensual?
Absolutely.
Did you know Rainey before this party?
We did it last year.
So Rainey was your ex-girlfriend?
Not exactly.
Tell me, what a surprise.
I wanted to see what idealism looks like.
But there was no animosity.
Oh, really? That's why you're here?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What was your interaction before the party?
Are you the friend?
Am I the friend?
Are you the friend who texted something to my son?
No, I don't know your son. Why?
Someone texted something to him. Something that could help me.
I'm sorry. It wasn't me. He's a bastard.
Yes.
Does the jury know that?
I don't know.
Oh, good luck.
You did not take advantage of Rainey's intoxicated state by having sex with her while she was unconscious?
Correct.
You did not insert a hairbrush into her vagina?
Well, of course not.
And you never made fun of these claims in her deposition?
No, no, objection, no. Your Honor.
The witness has opened himself up.
No,
yes, he has, Your Honor.
Everybody, up here.
Your Honor, the defendant has clearly made a claim that we are now at liberty to impeach.
This is prosecution by stunt.
We must be allowed to use the authenticated videotape.
I already ruled on that.
Yes, but not as a means to impeach. Mr. Bratcher said he never made fun of Rainey's deposition. The only way he could have known about the hairbrush is if he read it in the deposition or committed the rape. Either way, we must now be allowed to impeach him.
I agree.
Your Honor, it is prejudicial.
But only that section of the tape pertaining to the impeachment. Now, step back.
Just a few more issues.
So we've moved past Miss Lacoste's relationship with Kurt McVeigh?
No. In fact, we need you to meet with Chief Justice Rivlin.
To what purpose?
He brought Mr. McVeigh's views to our attention. We need for you to comfort him as to your views.
You want me to kiss the ring?
Yes. With all due deference.
Oh, good. I can do that.
One other thing. You represent Dylan Stack?
Well, we at one time represented Dylan Stack.
But you no longer do?
No.
That's odd, because I saw him in your waiting room.
Well, is that a problem?
Yes. He advocates the overthrow of government.
Well, I think that's incorrect.
No, it's correct. It should be addressed.
Hey, I can't talk any louder. There are people here, but I found out something.
That was fast.
Yeah, I know. I looked into recent acquisitions by the Fortiers, and Gary Augers purchased them. It was malpractice insurance. They're going to need that if they go out on their own. It's $12 million worth, $800,000 deductible. Pretty serious.
Are all the fourth years involved?
I have to go. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Who's that?
Oh, that was my brother. You're a terrible liar, Robin. I'm pretty good at it.
Do you mind putting in a good word for me at the review? I'll think about it. So, was that the brother who you shot?
Who told you that?
Someone at Treasury. Said you spent 6 months in juvenile hall for accidentally shooting your brother?
No, it was another brother. Big family.
Big hippie family.
From Oregon, yeah. Why?
No reason.
Have a good night.
Hello?
You sent another text. This time to my daughter.
No.
Hi. Want to see something? Open the attachment, idealism.jpg.
I didn't send that.
Okay. I'm deleting it. Thanks.
Alicia, wait. Wait.
You don't write to my kids.
Alicia, wait. I didn't send that, but I might know who did.
You talked like this. Idealism versus reality, and then 48 hours later, by accident, some anonymous texter sends this to my daughter.
Come on in. Please. It's some friends. I told them about your case, our conversation. Not because I wanted them to do anything. As an object lesson of what we're up against. The cynicism. I think they're trying to help you.
We don't need help.
You do need help. I was in court today. You're losing.
Where did they get this?
My guess is from hacking his account.
The police checked Todd's accounts.
Kids today know how to delete evidence. That doesn't mean it's gone. The police don't know how to hack for it. My friends do.
It's not helping.
Would you know how to have found that photo?
No, but the judge will exclude it.
Not necessarily.
Tell them if they ever send another text to one of my kids again, I won't even look at it. I will immediately delete it. Understood?
I'll tell them.
We want this photo in.
I know. Parks will argue that it was obtained illegally.
What if I subpoena the server?
What server?
Well, we think this photo was emailed from Todd's cell to his friend Jesse, right?
Right, but then he deleted it.
So the police never found the photo on Todd's cell, but it would still be on the server. We don't need this photo. We need the identical photo still on the server.
Good.
How do you like him being partner?
I am. I better. Okay. See you.
See you.
I wanted to say I forgot your cell phone, but I will pick it up tomorrow.
That's okay. Will called.
What?
He said you left my phone.
Oh. Yeah.
You're right?
Yes. Were you praying just now? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
What were you praying for? Or is that unlucky?
No. No, it's not like a birthday wish.
I don't know. I want to be respectful. Do you pray for me?
Sure, all the time.
Because I don't believe?
No. No, just because.
I'm sorry, Grace.
Why?
I wish I were a better mom.
You're a great mom.
No. I was. But things are out of control.
Is it work? Do you want me to pray for something there?
No, I'm fine. I have to stop thinking about myself.
Sometimes it's good to think about yourself.
Yes. And sometimes it's not.
Why, Your Honor? Because we believe the defendant deleted photos from his cell.
This is a fishing expedition.
Yes, but an oddly specific one. Why are you subpoenaing these exact times?
Pattern, Your Honor. It is the only gap in the defendant's texting history, and we believe that is because Mr. Bratcher deleted those texts.
The police have already covered this crime.
And I don't see the harm. Your subpoena is granted. If this turns into a broader expedition, we'll reassess. Make sure that it doesn't.
Good job.
Thanks, you too.
Are we really okay with the fourth years?
I think so.
So another walk together.
People will say we're dating. This one, Alicia.
You bought malpractice insurance.
Who told you?
No one told me. I found out.
Do the partners know?
I'm a partner.
Do the other partners know?
When are you leaving, Carrie?
A month.
Who are you taking with you?
The other fourth years.
No. Which clients?
I can't tell you that.
Do you really think it's going to be better out there on your own?
Yeah.
Why?
I was comparing Lockhart Gardner to a dozen other firms. It's top heavy. Half the equity partners are soaking up profit participation without doing any real work. What does Howard Lyman contribute to Lockhart Gardner? And I'm serious, what does he contribute?
I don't know.
And you know how much he takes in each year? $4 million. You're sucking up oxygen. Look, Alicia, I know I'm taking a chance here, and you can get me fired with just one word. But you and I are the new Will and Diane. Alicia, do me a favor. Think about it.
Think about what?
Leaving with us. When you were in law school, did you want to change the world? Did you promise yourself you would always do right? And how many times have we done right in the last 4 years? You know I'm right. Florek Agos and Associates. Alicia.
Let me think about it.
New case?
Do you like it?
Very manly. I've rethought this Dylan Stack class action. I think we should drop it.
Why?
He's not in keeping with our other clients.
What other clients?
Well, can we drop the case, please?
Well, it depends. Who am I talking to? Diane, my partner, or Diane, the Supreme Court candidate?
Do we have a problem?
I didn't think so.
I'm asking for flexibility on one case.
It's a case we already decided on.
Yes, and we've changed our minds before.
Because it was in the firm's interest. Just tell me this is in the firm's interest.
It's in the firm's interest. There. Happy?
You're talking to Alicia.
Excuse me?
You said you wouldn't say a thing.
About what?
About my leaving.
I thought you weren't leaving.
Glenda, don't talk to Alicia.
Carrie, I didn't say anything. I trusted you when you told me that you weren't leaving. I thought you were telling me the truth, that's why I didn't say a thing.
Also found bruising on Miss Selwyn's left and right thigh and abrasions on the lower back and buttocks area.
Thank you, doctor. And do you interpret these injuries differently than the plaintiffs?
Yes. I don't think they're indicative of rape as much as vigorous gymnastics training.
And the plaintiff is a gymnast?
Yes, that is my understanding.
Do you interpret these injuries differently than the plaintiffs?
Yes, I think...
You said bring it to you. Leave your kids out of this.
Bring what to me?
I know you like solid things. This one's on paper.
From your friends?
Your friends, too. It's regarding the good doctor in there.
Dr. Brinks, you stated that you attended Baylor University and studied...
General obstetrics.
Right. And you wrote several papers while there, didn't you?
Yes.
Didn't you write a paper arguing that women could not get pregnant when raped?
I'm sorry. Objection. Relevant.
Your Honor, the defense expert's attitude toward rape is directly relevant to his testimony on rape.
Seems inarguable. Overruled.
I don't know where you got that.
Doctor, you did argue that the female anatomy of ducks has evolved to the point where the reproductive tract can resist rape.
That's a draft. I never submitted
and
it.
And that the same has happened in adult women.
I wrote that when I was very young. I was positing intellectual theories.
Theories that women can't really be raped?
No. Female reproduction uses trauma as a block to pregnancy.
Good. As long as we know how you really think. Nothing further.
Stand up there. Yes, you. Both of you, stand up. Sheriff, lead these men out of here. Take off the mask. Now, get them out of my courtroom.
Who is that? Anonymous. Alicia asked you to look into Carrie leaving. Glenda,
what?
Isn't that what happened? A partner comes to you and asks you to do some work.
Alicia?
Let me keep it as a hypothetical. This partner asks you not to tell anyone else what you found out.
You know, Walcott Gardner has a lot of people wanting a lot of different things. The problem is you don't make that promise.
Okay. Lesson learned.
You never shot your brother.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. I checked your background.
Why are you checking my background?
Why are you saying you shot your brother?
Is this going to affect my review?
It depends.
I am from Sherwood. It's outside Portland. Nothing ever happens in Sherwood.
Okay. I'll see you.
Mine's the next one over.
Chief Justice, I'm so sorry. I saw that the door was open. A real tragedy.
Yes. Justice Ludwig will be missed. No, let's chat here.
Here? Are you sure?
Yes. Please.
Your Honor, if I may, I'd like to get in front of something that may concern you. My private life.
Your secessionist boyfriend.
He doesn't hold secessionist views.
I don't care. Not about him. He's not a lawyer.
Oh, well, I was led to believe
that. Yes, you were. They misunderstood. I said your partner. They heard fiancé. My mistake to talk to a non-lawyer.
My partner?
Yes, the one who was disbarred.
Well, suspended.
You see, are we engaging in some extramural sophistry here?
No, the review board reconsidered and suspended him for his good works.
Miss Lockhart, you have been striving all your life to understand the law, to mold it to your will.
Yes.
You've had losses. You've had wins. Well, I am here to tell you that the law is a mountain. You've been climbing, slowly, for decades. And we've been watching you climb. From the top. We've watched you. Now I can tell you, you're here. You've arrived. This is the top. This room, that desk, and you can either stay or slide back down.
I want to stay.
Of course you do. You can't engage in this sophistry. Your partner's a scoundrel to be spurned and not embraced. Do you understand me?
I don't think I do.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Please take Jerry into the holding room.
Anything I needed to know?
I don't think so.
Counselor's approach.
The plaintiff's subpoena has been quashed.
Excuse me, Your Honor? Why?
Your photo is online.
Your Honor, I can't believe the plaintiff. They knew.
Mr. Andrews, quiet. Mr. Gardner, you requested a subpoena for a photo you knew existed.
No, Your Honor, I did not.
Yes, Counselor. So your subpoena is hereby quashed.
But, Your Honor, we don't need a subpoena now. The photo's online.
And illegally obtained. So, no. This will not be shown to the jury.
Justice for Rainey Selwyn. Justice now.
Justice for Rainey Selwyn.
Stop it
now.
Now.
Order.
Justice for Rainey Selwyn. Justice now. Justice now.
Stop it.
Justice now.
Is it true? That's what I want to know.
Is what true?
Diane, stop stonewalling. Brenda saw you down in Springfield at the Supreme Court.
I was meeting with Justice Rivlin.
But is it true? Are you being considered for Ludwig's seat? Don't look at Will. It's an easy question.
Yes, I'm being considered.
And for how long? How long have you been being considered?
6 weeks.
And didn't you think that was important to tell us?
We didn't want to unduly alarm anyone if it wasn't a certainty.
It's not your choice. This isn't your personal fiefdom. What you do affects us. And did you know your husband is appointing her? Did you know?
Yes.
Diane, you need to be stepping back right now. How are we supposed to know whether you're doing for what's good for the court or for us?
You don't.
Then step the hell back.
We'll think about it.
Oh, yes, Your Highness, please do. In the meantime, Diane, you are taking money out of our pockets as a profit participant.
Hold on, everybody.
Sorry. You need to see this.
Just give us 15 minutes.
It's the Rainey case, and you're going to be getting a call from the judge any minute.
Citizens of the world, we at Anonymous have watched with dismay as each year in the United States, thousands of rapists skirt justice. This is one such rapist, Todd Bratcher. In an effort to aid the hard-working attorneys attempting to bring him to justice, we urge the judge to stop rejecting worthy evidence, like this photo. Why, Your Honor, are you leaving this out?
Oh, we are so screwed.
Wait, it gets worse.
They cannot hide. You have made your victims' lives hell. Now, it's your turn. This is the address of Todd Bratcher and his friend, Jesse Martin. This is the address of Todd Bratcher and his friend, Jesse Martin.
It's not us.
It's Anonymous. You're Anonymous.
There's more than one Anonymous.
You had nothing to do with this video.
Not a thing.
Then how did they know about the photo we gave the judge?
I don't know. Maybe they're in court watching.
They're not in the judge's chambers.
You don't know that.
Oh, come on.
What? Who else was in the judge's chambers? The court reporter? Or someone at your firm? You probably discussed what was said in chambers back at your firm, right? Any of them could be Anonymous.
You know what I think, Dylan? I think every single bit of this is you. I think you enjoy creating paranoia and confusion to help your cause.
And what cause is that?
Destroying. In order to create.
Maybe. But that video, it's not me.
Why?
I have a sense of humor.
We're not joining a class action.
Why not? Out of pique?
No. The firm changed its mind. We're a democracy. We do that.
I've enjoyed these last 4 weeks a lot.
Well, it's good that you've enjoyed yourself.
And I think I've made a real impact. So I hope you consider keeping me.
Are you ready to work on your own?
If that's what the partners want.
Why don't you give us a minute, Rod?
If you have any hesitations, I hope you give me a chance to respond.
Certainly. Thank you. Well, she sure is eager.
I like working with Minnie Mouse.
Kalinda, do you have anything to add?
She's good. Keep her on.
I'm declaring a mistrial.
Your Honor, that is grossly unfair.
You'll be assigned a new trial date and a new judge. Anything else?
Our client's contempt citation?
Remains in effect. Until such time as your client wishes to take the necessary action to cure it.
Your Honor, our client is still in jail. It could be months before we get a new trial date.
Yes. And your friend should have thought of that.
Anonymous is not our friend.
They made a mockery of this court. They instituted mob justice, made it impossible.
Justice for Rainey Stone.
Yeah. I remember Todd Bratcher. Admitted everything. The full nine.
Yeah, and his lawyers got his confession tossed.
He was a hair under 17, so we got burned for not notifying his folks before questioning. The kid skated, but I'm past it.
Yeah, well, the girl's not. She's suing Todd civilly. I just wish we could use that confession. I never knew a cop that didn't keep a copy for himself, just in case IAD got involved. If ever there was a moment to do the right thing, this is it.
The important thing is to get out in front of it so I can tell the judge you cooperated. Did she say she wanted to have sex?
And all the people used to come and by to save you. You make believe in all in your mind. Your eyes are holy rolling, looking beating knocking, feeling it's closer to you all.
Did she say she wanted to have sex?
Your Honor, you've already declared a mistrial.
You're still the judge of record until such time
as... You can't let the actions of an anarchistic gang control your ruling.
Your Honor, please, forget about everything else here. Me, him, Anonymous. Rainey is being imprisoned for speaking the truth. And that is wrong. This video proves it.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.